With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In the words of President Trump, what an incredible job Dan will do. Dan Bongino, named FBI Deputy Director. The President lauds Bongino for his time with the NYPD and his work as a Secret Service agent. Mr. Trump describes Bongino as one of the most successful podcasters in the country, something he is willing and prepared to give up in order to serve. The Pentagon chief suggests the kerfuffle over one of the President's more controversial personnel moves is over the top.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said on Fox News Sunday that there's nothing unprecedented about President Donald Trump firing Air Force General C.Q. Brown Jr. as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
The president deserves to pick his key national security and military advisory team. There are lots of presidents who've made changes.
Brown was just the second black general to serve as Joint Chiefs chairman, with 16 months in the post. Hegseth says the dismissals of 6 3-star and 4-star generals on Friday are a reflection of the president wanting the right people around him to execute the national security approach we want to take. Donna Warder, Washington.
Federal workers face a deadline. Elon Musk's Doge team has directed them to report 5 specific things they accomplished last week or face the possibility of dismissal. Also at SRNnews.com, as the Trump administration pursues talks with Russia aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, a dozen leaders from Europe and Canada are visiting Kiev, marking the 3rd anniversary of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he's willing to resign if it would end the bloodshed and bring his country into NATO. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 297 points. This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About 1/3 of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked, but is now out of danger. In a separate case, police in the neighboring state of Brandenburg have arrested an 18-year-old Russian national on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. The Alabama Supreme Court refusing to block the execution of a man who's been on the state's death row for a very long time.
The court has authorized the execution of Robin Myers, who was convicted in the 1991 killing of his neighbor, Ludie Mae Tucker. A jury member at his 1994 trial is among those urging Governor Kay Ivey to consider clemency and leave Myers in prison for the rest of his life. The execution will be carried out by nitrogen gas at a date set later by the governor's office. Jason Walker reporting.
Texas pipeline company Energy Transfer suing Greenpeace, accusing it of defamation, disruptions, and attacks during protests against the Dakota Access Pipeline. Pope Francis is in critical condition, hospitalized for 10 days now for a lung infection and early-stage kidney failure, which is said to be under control. More details, SRNnews.com.